And we are continuing our live broadcast from Florida's largest home show at the Florida State Fairgrounds, right out by the amphitheater. You're going to find us out here in the Expo Hall for the next 4 days, Hurricane Dorian permitting, which we will definitely keep an eye on that. We want to make sure that, first and foremost, you, the people of our community, are safe, which is one of the reasons we're going to be talking right now with Brian Santos, who's the Wall Wizard, mm-hmm. who does shows every weekend out here, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You're scheduled to do a one-hour show at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock Correct. Every day.
Yep.
But you're kind of shifting some of your focus right now because we're going to be discussing hurricane preparedness and the things you can do to keep you, your home, and your family safe in the event of a storm like this.
Yeah, I'm a home improvement expert. I've also written many books for Better Homes and Gardens, so I have a lot of knowledge when it comes to home improvement.
Exactly.
A couple of things that I want to really get people to think about now while the weather's good is clean your gutters, okay? A lot of water damage is done from backup and coming underneath your flashing and underneath. These are simple things you can do right now, so clean the gutters out. Water damage is number one. Number two is wind damage, obviously. And so water comes first, and then wind comes second. So at this point, it's not probably advised to start boarding up anything, but the way the winds are coming on this particular hurricane, they're going to come from the southeast, and they're going to whip around. So it's going to be that side of the house you're really going to be concerned about. The back side of the house, not so much. It's going to be the southeast quadrant that's going to be the area that we have to really concern ourselves
right.
about.
The thing people need to keep in mind is that hurricanes have that counterclockwise mm-hmm. spin in this hemisphere.
Yes.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it comes, it's counterclockwise. So imagine that. I know some people are like holding their hands away. Which way is clockwise again? Okay, clockwise is the way your clock goes, your analog watch. Counterclockwise is over the top to the left and
yes,
down.
Absolutely.
And that's why I was talking about earlier here in the Bay Area, our worst case scenario is a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico
yep.
coming straight up the coast mm-hmm. because all that wind would come down around from the left and then back up to the right
Correct.
And it brings it, think of the peninsula of Pinellas County, all that wind and water gets shoved right up into Tampa Bay.
Correct.
It causes flooding, you get all that damage yeah. and that's what we worry about. So what are some of the things besides gutters to prepare
yeah home? The other thing too is that we have low-lying areas here mm-hmm. and with climate change, water rising, all these different things, now's the time also to start take pictures of your documents, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Put them in the cloud. The original documents, put them in Ziploc bags and put them into another Ziploc bag because those are things that we cannot replace. Exactly. And having a picture of it is not the document itself. It's verification of the document, but
right.
not the document itself.
Right. If the document gets destroyed, that's all you've got. It's at least a place to begin, but it's not going to be as effective in an emergency situation as the document. So Brian's talking about double bagging it in Ziploc bags. You may also want to put it in a Ziploc. Put that. Then you have all that. Put those. And maybe it's something as simple, by the way, as you got a few treasured family photos.
Yeah.
A few things that you're going to need. I mean, I know that's a little more emotional than practical, but if it's going to matter to you, put those with the documents. Mm-hmm. Double bag everything. Then put them in a container that's waterproof as well.
Correct.
The more waterproof the layers you have, the better.
Here's another thing, too, is document everything. You know, we all have these smartphones, right?
Right.
So go around and take videotape of the actual everything in your building. And
by the way, I'm going to laugh. You do the same thing I do. You said videotape.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's old habits.
Old habits.
It's old habits.
Yep.
But, yeah, so you're going to take the video.
Take the video. Tape.
Of, on your phone. And then you're going to upload that to the cloud as
Correct.
Well.
Correct. Yeah, so it's very important that you go do a walkthrough and describe things in the house. And this
right.
goes for flood and for wind.
Right, because you may and be detailed.
Yes.
Like, okay, this is a brand new 2019 60-inch big screen TV. It's a Model X, blah, 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 from
yep.
this company. Here is the doc, you know, and then take a, you know, go ahead and get video of whatever the serial number and mm-hmm. model is. So
yes.
you've got it. Go around to, you know, any antiques you may have in the house. What you're doing is you're documenting the in value for an insurance claim so they know you have it, that it's recent.
Right.
And it's gonna help you in the long run when you're fighting to be reimbursed for your loss
Correct.
If the worst case scenario happens.
And these are simple things that literally take maybe
Minutes.
An hour
yeah.
or two, you know, to do the whole house.
Right.
The other thing, too, when we talk about wind, one of the things that is really critical, and we do have the time right now, is go out there and cut the low-hanging branches and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
Projectiles are the thing that blow the window out, either double or single pane. Now here at the home show, we actually have triple pane glass with argon, and these will take impacts up to 120 miles an hour.
Right.
So, but, you know, that's too late. You're coming down here for next time. We're talking about right now what you should be doing and how you can secure things. Other things, too, if you're...
By the way, before you move on from the wind and the branches, this is what I was talking about earlier. My understanding is, as a Floridian, the damage and the reason we protect our windows so much is not to keep out water or whatever. We're trying to keep out the wind. If a branch that you didn't trim because you were too lazy or waited too long gets taken off and then thrown through your window, now the wind can come in and it can actually lift the roof off the house.
Right.
And it damages the structure and security of the walls and everything else.
Correct. Yeah, we call this truss uplift.
Right.
And what happens is the pressure builds up in the home, and it basically, it's like a balloon. And
right.
This is, not only is it structural damage, but we're talking drywall damage, all these different things.
Right.
And in fact, I'm going to be doing some television here for the Bay Area. We're going to be talking about some paints that are for mold. We're going to talk about sheetrock that is waterproof. And so if you do have these kind of prones, you can now put waterproof drywall in. So we're never going to stop Mother Nature. I mean, she's coming no matter what. But what we can do is be smarter and work a little harder to make sure that our property is secure and our life is secure.
Right.
It's just stuff, okay?
Right.
I came from the San Francisco Bay Area. You know, earthquakes just happen.
Right.
Here, we have 2, 3, 4 days of prep that we can
knowing
get out of the
coming,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the most terrifying things I've ever been through was the Loma Prieta earthquake. Which was the World Series earthquake, happened in 89. And that was one of the reasons we moved to Florida.
Right. Well, just in May, before I started this job here at Money Talk 1010, it was like the third week of May, I rode my motorcycle in the panhandle from Panama City Beach through Panama City, through Mexico Beach, because I wanted to see what it was like after Hurricane Michael went through last October.
Yeah.
Right. And
amazing.
They're still haven't recovered. I was going through some of the areas on the where beachfront homes and you've got those neighborhoods. You can still see the streets lined out. What's left is the foundation of the homes. It's not like they even had any cleanup to do.
Nope.
Everything was blown away. And then all at once you'll see one house that's largely intact. And, you know, that was the most recent house built in that neighborhood.
Right.
Like somebody bought an old property, knocked the house down and built a new one. Now, it was still damaged, but it was standing and survivable. They had to do some cosmetic work to it, but people were there living in it. And you could see the Tyvek written on the side of it, you know.
Sure.
And that's the part of what we're going to find here at the home show is there's always new technology, like you were mentioning, not good for Hurricane Dorian, but maybe for the next one, you get triple pane windows with argon.
Right.
Or, you know, there's a new dooring that you can put in, or there's new siding that can go on your house. Things you can do to prepare so that your home has the best chance of survival so that when you do return, if you've had to evacuate, you've got something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everything's replaceable except for your lives.
Exactly. So part of that is really being aware more than anything is, I know it's a hurricane party and this and that, and you know, but
that's what we do in Florida.
That's what we do, I know. But it really is getting down to common sense. When the last one came through here, if you remember, we didn't have power for a while.
Yeah.
I live in the Brandon Valrico area, and a lot of the other thing, too, is just good maintenance on your property. Is I know we have these beautiful oaks, you know, they're hanging over the streets and stuff, but the reason we lost a lot of power is because people weren't trimming the oaks, they break,
right.
And all the power lines
down
and
done,
we're done. We had a couple of people that were electrocuted in the area here because of that. And it's just good common sense and good neighbor sense to make sure that we all are taking care of our properties for each other.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right, and the other thing to keep in mind, I mentioned this the other day, is dealing with linemen when they come through after. And yes, I'm using the term linemen. I have, because you don't see very many line women. I've seen them as crew chiefs.
Right.
Right, but I'm talking about the guys that are putting on that heavy gear. Yeah. They look like they're getting ready for a deep sea dive operation in the 1950s, where they're wearing gear that will protect them as much as possible from electric shock. We're talking the thick leather gloves. Mm-hmm. It's like something out of a science fiction movie from the 1950s, right? So then they put spikes on their strap to their legs and a belt around their waist, and they're climbing the poles like a logger, right?
Yeah.
This is what they're doing to get your power back up. Be kind to them. Mm-hmm. Offer them water. Let them dunk their head in your pool or whatever it is. And do not take your generator and plug it into your house trying to reverse power it. You can shock and potentially kill a lineman working in your neighborhood doing that. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what you're doing, do not try to power the house because you want to power your air conditioning because you're a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
All right? That's what people do. They want to get their AC running. They don't have portable AC, and they plug the generator into the house trying to power the house that way. Well, you're sending power down the line out of the house up to the pole where the linemen are trying to work to restore your power.
Right.
That actually happens. So know what you're doing in advance before the emergency.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're just going to deal without the AC. You plug your appliances directly into your generator.
Correct.
Which, by the way, you should have now as well as gas for it, just in case.
Just in case.
A lot of the times what we're talking about in preparing and supplies is stuff that you're going to be using anyway. Gas, batteries, there's all things you can repurpose after hurricane season ends in November. Non-perishable food items, canned food, energy bars, you know, snacks, things that you can use. You know, energy bars, great. Send them out with your kids for spring football.
There you go.
Send them to have them snack, put them in their lunches. They're all things you're going to reuse and replenish so you're not wasting money in prepping for a storm every June. You just have to buy smart. A
couple other smart things to do right now. Charge up all your batteries if you have power equipment, because there may be situations you have to actually use a screw gun or a cordless drill or something like that. So, because when the power goes out, it's amazing how it's like, oh, you know, you go switch your light on and there's no power.
What do I do?
Exactly.
And a lot of stoves are electric powered.
Right. Here's another cautionary thing. A lot of us will move cars into our garages, and we'll use the car to actually charge our cell phones. Be careful, okay? Number one, if you're running a car, carbon dioxide, monoxide. And the other thing, too, is again, what can happen is that you get what's called load surge. And what can happen with hurricanes is that it actually creates static in the atmosphere, and that can create a grounding problem, and it can blow out electronics and things like that. So it's a really strange environment because, I mean, we live in Tampa. It means, strong light in Indian. And so with hurricanes, also with last time, if you remember, we got a lot of lightning. And a lot of surge came through, and that's where a lot of – so what's that talking about? I start unplugging stuff, okay? When we get those things, I know it's uncomfortable and so forth. The TV, the freezer, your computers, everything has to be unplugged because you get a line surge, and it's like getting a lightning strike coming right through your house.
Right. I want to go back to what you said about charging all your devices. Mm-hmm. Investing in a good backup battery that you can then charge. Like I have one that I take with me when I go camping. And I can charge my phone at least 5 or 6 times a full charge because I bought a fairly heavy-duty one. Yep. They're also constantly improving solar batteries, solar charging. So you may want to look at that, a little panel that you can open up. I know guys that throw them on the back of the motorcycle, open it up, and they're charging as they go.
Yeah.
So it's one way to handle it. Yes, I know you can always go out to your car and plug it in there and run it, but then you're going to be running the gas to keep your car running, you know, which you may not want to do. So having a good battery backup is a good way to go.
Other things, too, is it's a good idea to have at least 1 gallon of household bleach. And and then also maybe a couple of fives of chlorine bleach for pool. And this gets back into, again, sterilizing and cleaning things, as well as after we're going to get a lot, if we get a lot of blown debris, a lot of times what we'll do is put a quarter cup of chlorine bleach into 5 gallons of water and a Hudson sprayer, and then we rinse. And that actually keeps any type of mold and mildew from accumulating after, because a lot of what happens is a lot of sporadophore. Okay, a lot of air is moving, and algae and mold, that is the perfect, and then wet on top and hot.
Yep.
So this is the time to start thinking about these things as preventative measures or after measures, as what we call them, after measures, because you've got to have an environment that's going to be comfortable and safe and that you want to maintain through the process of cleanup.
We were talking about water real quick before we go to break. Another thing you can do, fill up your tub with water. Make sure, clean, like I said, clean your bathroom top to bottom now so it's as clean as it can be. Mm-hmm. Fill up your tub. Now, I'm not saying you would use the water that you put in your tub to drink.
Right.
Hopefully what you've got is plenty of gallons. I mean, what do they say, like a gallon of water per person per day?
Yeah, pretty
kind
much.
Of a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'll keep you surviving. But fill up your tub because then you can use that for cleaning laundry. You can use that for rinsing off your body. You can use that to flush the toilet if the water isn't flowing afterwards.
Right.
If there's a water main break and water's not getting to your house, but you're using the toilet, you can at least pour the water from the tub into the toilet so that it will flush and work, which will keep the tensions in your household down because it's not smelling.
Yes, thank you.
Brian, I want to thank you for joining us once again. I know that we're going to be talking every day here on the radio.
Yep.
I can't wait to see your shows tomorrow.
Not only
the hurricane information that you're going to be providing, but also I'm sure you're going to get to some of the tips, tricks, and techniques that we all love when it comes to home improvement. The Wall Wizard has a show every day of the home show, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on the Wall Wizard stage. And I think you have one of the largest display areas in the show because of everything that you offer. It's an hour show every time you're up there.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
TheWallWizard.com for more information on what Brian Santos does. And, of course, if you want to find out everything about the home show, Florida'sLargestHomeShow.com is the website. You can also look them up on Facebook at FL Home Show. And then we will have all that information for you. And I'll be live here tomorrow and Monday, the home show, Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday and Monday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Money Talk 1010 a.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.